भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
एवं
ॠणां
क्रिययोगा सर्वे संस्कृति एतवः ता एवात्मा विनाशाय कोपन्ते कोपिताः परे एवं ॠणां
क्रिया योगा
सर्वे संस्कृति हेतवः त एवात्मा विनाशाय कोपन्ते कोपिता परे एवं ॠणां क्रिया योगा सर्वे संस्कृति हेतवः त एवात्मा विनाशाय कोपन्ते कोपिता परे Anyone else want to chant?
Evam
Ṛṇām
Kriya Yoga
Evam
Ṛṇām
Kriya Yoga
Sarvesam
Sriti Hetavaha Ta Evatma Vinashaya
Kalpante
Kalpita Pare Evam Ṛṇām Kriya Yoga
Sarvesam Sriti Hetavaha
Ta Evatma Vinashaya
Kalpante
Kalpita Pare
Evam Ṛṇām Kriya Yoga
Evam Ṛṇām Kriya Yoga Sarve samsriti hetavaha
Ta evatma vinashaya
Ta evatma vinashaya
Kalpante kalpita pare
Kalpante kalpita pare
Evam
ṛṇām kriya yoga
Sarve samsriti hetavaha
Ta evatma vinashaya
Kalpante
kalpita pare
Evam
ṛṇām kriya yoga
Sarve
samskriti hetavaha
Ta evatma vinashaya
Kalpante kalpita pare Evam
thus
Ṛṇām of the human being
Kriya
yoga
all activities
Sarve
everything
Saṃsṛti
material existence
Etavaha
causes
Te
that
Eva,
certainly.
Atma,
the tree of work.
Vinashaya,
killing.
Kolpante,
become competent.
Kolpitaha,
dedicated.
Pore,
unto the transcendence.
Thus, when all a man's activities are dedicated to the service of the Lord, those very activities which caused his perpetual bondage become the destroyer of the tree of work. Purport. Fruitive work which has perpetually engaged the living being is compared to the banyan tree in the Bhagavad Gita, for it is certainly very deeply rooted. As long as the propensity for enjoying the fruit of work is there, one has to continue the transmigration of the soul from one body to or place to another, according to one's nature of work. The propensity for enjoyment may be turned into the desire for serving the mission of the Lord. So doing, by doing so, one's activity is changed into karma yoga, or the way by which one can attain spiritual perfection while engaging in the work for which he has a natural tendency. Here the word atma indicates the categories of all fruitive work. The conclusion is that when the result of all fruitive and other work is dovetailed with the service of the Lord, it will cease to generate further karma and will gradually develop into transcendental devotional service, which will not only cut off completely the root of the banyan tree of work, but will also carry the performer to the lotus feet of the Lord. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kodamayam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhau Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prashabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kopitarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Pyaevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaur Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare That black cushion handy? Evam nunam kriya yoga sarve sanshriti hetavaha daivatma vinashaya kolpante kolpita padehe. Evam means thus. In this way. So Narad Muni has explained that the thing that causes trouble can, when properly applied, also solve the trouble. And the example Srila Prabhupada gives is that of curd. If one overeats too much milk, too many milk products, milk and kheer and gulab jamun, then the result can be trouble of the bowels, for which the cure is curds, which is nothing but milk. Milk caused the trouble, but the same milk can solve the problem. So similarly, the same karma or activity that has got us in trouble at the with entanglement in this material existence can solve the problem when the activity is turned toward the devotional service of Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, Urdhva Mula Madha Shakam Ashvatam Prahuravyaya. The material world is compared to a banyan tree with its roots up and its branches down. An unlimitedly entangling tree. Roots going up and down and leaves going here and there and branches. And such a big entanglement. And Suviruddhamulam, it's said that its roots are very strong. Suviruddhamulam. So, because the propensity to enjoy the fruits of work is with us, and as long as that's with us, birth and death will also be with us. We have to continue in the material world. But and the impersonalists, they want to stop that desire. They want to become desireless. The Buddhists, the Advaitins, they want to stop desire. But desire is not so easy to stop just by desiring to stop desire. But what is that in fourth canto? Yat pada pankaja palasha vilasha bhaktya karmashayam. Do you know the verse?
No, I don't think.
Oh, come on. Udgatayanti santa tadvanna rikta yatayo matayo. These material desires are like waves and waves and waves. And simply stopping waves is not possible. Stop. The impersonalists are trying to stop these waves of desire. Unsuccessfully, even if they stop the desire to do this or that for material enjoyment, then they want to be philanthropists and open hospitals and chicken farms and what have you, because they still have some desire for, if not personal enjoyment, then extended material enjoyment. They want others to be happily situated in this material world. But the devotees turn their desires toward the lotus feet of the Lord. Yat pada pankaja palasha vilasha bhaktya. Because they turn their attention toward the lotus feet of the Lord, they overcome the entanglement of desire in this material world. And therefore, the Kumaras advise Bhaja Vasudeva. We should engage in the devotional service of Krishna as the real business of life. Prabhupada says the propensity for enjoyment may be turned into the desire for serving the mission of the Lord. This is devotional service. Krishna has some mission and purpose, especially to deliver the fallen souls. And we can engage our energy in that mission. Either, Prabhupada says, by the work for which one has a natural tendency. Yes. Everyone has a tendency to work in a particular way. And just to say, well, now I'm going to give that up and be a sadhu, that may not work very well. But everyone can perform their work for the satisfaction of Krishna. Yata pravittir bhutanam yena sarvam idam tatam. So Svakarmanatam Abhyarcha Siddhim Vidyate Manam. By performing one's work for the service of Krishna, one can attain perfection. So here, Prabhupada says the result of the work can be dedicated to the service of the Lord. Either one can directly engage in some program for spreading Krishna consciousness, or one can use the results of one's work for spreading Krishna consciousness. And both will count as transcendental devotional service, which Prabhupada says will not only cut off completely the root of the banyan tree of work, but also carry the performer to the lotus feet of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, asanga shastrena dridhena chitva, one has to firmly cut oneself off from this banyan tree. And here it's indicated that the best way to do that is not simply to say, but to engage positively in the devotional service of the Lord, which will automatically include being cut off from the material world. When I attach myself to Krishna, automatically I'm becoming detached from Maya. The summary is that one has to, first of all, seek the association of pure devotees who not only are learned in the Vedanta, but are self-realized souls and unalloyed devotees of Lord Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. That's the first thing, that simply learned Vedantas, learned scholars, is not the qualification. Bhaktosi me sakha cheti rahasyam yetarutam. Krishna says, I'm speaking to you, Bhagavad Gita, not because you're a Vedantist. Arjuna was not a scholar of Vedanta. And there were so many scholars available, but Krishna didn't speak to them. He spoke to Arjuna. Bhaktosi me sakha cheti rahasyam yetarutam. Because you're my devotee, and you can therefore understand this science. In that association, the association of devotees, the neophyte devotee must render loving service physically and mentally without reservation. Physically render service and mentally to change our consciousness. All right. No, I'm eager to serve Krishna. Changing our consciousness to the consciousness of eagerness to serve without reservation. Ahoitaki apratiyata, without some ulterior motive, without interruption, just let me serve. This service attitude will induce the great souls to be more favorable in bestowing their mercy, which injects the neophyte with all the transcendental qualities of the pure devotees. That's mentioned also in regard to Sutta Goswami. Bruyus Nigdhasya Shishyasya Guruve Gurumaputa. Found it?
Veta Tom Samitas. Sarvam Tatvatas Tadmugraha Bruyus Nigdhasya Shishyasya Guruve Gurumaputa. And because you are submissive, your spiritual masters have endowed you with all the favors bestowed upon a gentle disciple. Therefore, you can tell us all that you have scientifically learned from them.
So the when the candidate has that mood, that let me serve, then the devotee becomes, the great devotee becomes still more favorably inclined. Oh, here's a nice person he wants to serve. Let me do whatever I can to help him. Let me give him some mercy. And so that Prabhupada said injects the neophyte with all the transcendental qualities of the pure devotees. That's what happened to Narada Muni. The sages saw, he was a very nice boy, very gentle. He's not very much inclined towards sports and nonsense. He's a very submissive boy. He's very nice. service attitude. So Narad Muni caught the infection of the devotional attitude, as the sages had a taste for hearing and chanting Krishna Katha. The boy also picked up that taste. And he took a little of their Mahaprasadam, that increased his taste. Gradually this taste is developed into a strong attachment to hearing the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, which makes him able to catch up the constitutional position of the gross and subtle bodies, and beyond them the knowledge of the pure soul and his eternal relation with the Supreme Soul, the personality of Godhead. This is interesting, that by hearing the pastimes of Krishna, all these things are included. He understands himself, he understands the Lord, he understands the relationship between himself and the Lord. He becomes inclined to act in that relationship, and that becomes the beginning for his reviving his eternal love for the Lord. So the all of this knowledge, the Dhammi Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenam Aum Priyantite, it's all revealed to the person who seriously engages in devotional service in the association of pure devotees. After the relation is ascertained by establishment of the eternal relation, pure devotional service to the Lord begins gradually developing into perfect knowledge of the personality of Godhead beyond the purview of impersonal Brahma and localized Paramatma. By such Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan Iti Shasyate, he realizes that the Bhagavan feature is the ultimate feature of the Absolute Truth. By such Purushottam Yoga, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita in the 15th chapter, one is made perfect even during the present corporeal existence, and one exhibits all the good qualities of the Lord to the highest percentage. Such is the gradual development by association of pure devotees. Any questions?
Maharaj, would you please again give us the story that came this verse? The Narad Muni spoke to yesterday to this point.
Oh, the history.
Yeah,
Narad was feeling despondent. Vyasadeva was feeling despondent. I've written so many books, but I'm not very satisfied somehow. And while he was thinking, what's the problem, Narad Muni came and then explained to him that you're writing all rubbish. So many things to indirectly engage people, but you're beating around the bush, dancing around the point. You haven't directly glorified the personality of Godhead, so how do you expect to be satisfied? So in that connection, Narad also told the history of his previous life, how he'd become how he became a great sage, how he became Narad Muni. And the history is given here, how he was engaged, how some great sages were traveling during the rainy season. They parked at one hermitage or ashram, and Narad's mother was serving them, an ordinary serving woman. And the boy was assisting. And then all of these things happened, how he became gradually attracted to hearing the pastimes of the Lord that they were discussing, and how he once, with their permission, took some of their Mahaprasadam that they'd left. And then the sages left, they Chaturmasya rainy season was over, so they continued on their travels again. And the boy was left there. But then his mother was bitten by a snake and died. There was nothing left for Narad. So we hear in the commentary, he just burned down the hut.
With his mom. Because he didn't have it.
There's nothing else to do. He performed the funeral ceremony in that way, burned the body and burned the whole hut, and went traveling. And by remembering the instructions that he heard from the Bhaktivedanta sages, he got the darshan of the Lord, but only briefly. Then the Lord said, then Narad thought again, all right, let me sit down and practice and meditate, do all the things that I heard. And the Lord said, I'm not going to appear to you again. This is not a mechanical process that you just do A, B, and C, and then X, Y, and Z happens. I've appeared to you once to increase your eagerness. And in this lifetime, you won't see me again. But at the time of leaving the body, Narad attained perfection. It's described as the lightning and thunder appear together. So he left the body and attained perfection simultaneously. So he's describing all these things to Vyasadeva, and that's the context of the story.
This verse comes within the story? Yes.
Within the story itself, if I'm right, because I only peeked here.
Yeah.
But I think he's telling, he's reached the point where the sages have gone. I don't think he's gone beyond that point yet. The sages have left. Am I right? Let's see where we are. I have the disadvantage that I haven't been studying here. So this is fifth chapter, yeah. So he's... Yeah, so this is... Narad Muni has appeared because Vyasadeva is dissatisfied. Yeah, exactly. And then he tells the story, begins telling the story of his previous life. And he's gotten as far as during the rainy season and autumn, he was hearing the sages, and now he's telling what happened, how the sages, as they were leaving, gave him some instructions, and by virtue of that association and those instructions, he was able to understand things as they are. And now he's telling what he understood.
I'm just briefly requesting, please, could you please explain this, then, how to dovetail our daily activities?
Yeah. First of all, we have our routine of spiritual activities for hearing and chanting, beginning in the morning time. The materialists turn on the radio or watch the television or just get up from bed at the last minute and throw down some coffee and head out to work with their consciousness all in darkness. But the devotee practices getting up early and using that time for hearing and chanting and remembering Krishna. So that's the beginning, because consciousness is the basis of everything. Everything happens on the basis of consciousness. And that hearing and chanting gives us the opportunity to purify our consciousness, to direct our consciousness towards spiritual activities. That because he's hearing and chanting early in the morning, then it sets the theme for the day, that I'm servant of Krishna. So if I have to go out and do this and this and this, all right, I'll do that for Krishna's service. Generally, the materialist is thinking, I'm doing this for the weekend, so I'll have money to enjoy for the weekend. He's thinking, I'm doing this for my wife, for my children, for my family. And he doesn't think beyond that. It's his own sense gratification, either personal or extended to the family members. But because the devotee is hearing and chanting every day, then he's thinking that this is for Krishna. Generally, the householders install the form of the deity at home, or they'll at least have a picture of Krishna, and think that, and offer food to Krishna and worship Krishna. So the consciousness again becomes fixed. All right, if I'm doing this for my home, so Krishna is the proprietor of the home, not me. So in that way, the consciousness is changed. Then while he's working, he can practice the thinking of Krishna, thinking of Krishna. And the example is given as a woman who has another lover is always thinking of the lover, even while working very nicely at home. So he's always thinking of Krishna, or gradually he's coming to that point, thinking of Krishna, thinking of Krishna. And the other thing is that he uses the fruit of his work for Krishna. Prabhupada mentions that here someplace. Why is a man working? It's not generally because work is so wonderful that he just wants to go to work. But they, just like there's an expression, you couldn't get me to do that if you paid me. The meaning is, you can get me to do something else if you do pay me. Mm-hmm. So we work because someone pays us to work. Otherwise, if you're not paying me, I'll stay home. So the point of the work is the money. By working, I'll get money. And then the point of the money is that I'll use it for my enjoyment. And therefore, the householders are advised that they should give up some substantial portion of their income for Krishna's service. And that way, while working, they'll think that I'm doing this for Krishna. The materialist is counting up his coins and thinking how he's going to enjoy by vacation or by investing in a new something, new car or new something for his house, something for enjoyment. How he'll go to some nice restaurant and enjoy the good food, something he's thinking how he'll enjoy. But because that tendency is very strong, the householders are recommended that give some substantial part of your income for the service of Krishna. Prabhupada says 50%. And someone complained, not 50%. Then Prabhupada, give what you can. But the idea is that if I'm substantially using my money for the service of Krishna, thinking this is Krishna's money, then while working, I'll think of Krishna. And Prabhupada gives the example, some woman is working to send her child through college. So while she's working, she's always thinking about the boy. That's natural. So there's a better boy to think of, and that's Krishna. And by engaging one's money, giving one's money for the service of Krishna, one thinks that now I'm working for Krishna's service. So that becomes practical method. And then if he has some talent, some skills, some capability, he can think, how can I use this for Krishna? If he's a manager, he can think, I can use this skill to manage something for Krishna. If she's a cook, she can think, I can cook something nice to offer to Krishna. If he's writing code, he could think, well, I could write some code for Krishna. Whatever he's doing, they can think, can I use this skill in Krishna's service? So that also becomes practical service. On weekends, off time, they can think. We can go house to house and we can distribute books and enlighten people about Krishna. We can hold some program and invite people for Krishna consciousness. And when the mind is always busy that way, thinking and scheming, that's also transcendental consciousness. How can I bring people to Krishna consciousness? How can I bring people to Krishna consciousness? How can I bring people? Mind becomes busy, busy. How can I? It's like materialist, he's busy. How can I make money? 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 So he's thinking, how can I spread Krishna consciousness? So that thinking also purifies.
This verse that you mentioned, actually, it actually boils down, you know, how to get out of this karma chakra. Like in Bhagavad-gita, buddhi-yukta jahatiho veshukrite duskrite tasmat yuga yudhyasya yuga karma kosalam. So this is karma kosalam.
Yoga karma sukosala. How to, the art of work, how to engage work in Krishna's service. Yoga karma is
Krishna. Because, you know, as you mentioned that, you know, if you think of Krishna, that I'm doing that all the time, so this is yoga.
Yes. Yoga means connection. Karma yoga. Kriya yoga. So it means activity connected. Yoga means plus. Or plus Krishna. Activity plus Krishna. Otherwise it's just activity. Karma means karma bandhana. Yogyartat karma no nyatra, yogo yam karma bandhana. Loko yam karma bandhana. The activity performed simply for enjoyment becomes a source of entanglement. But the activity performed as a sacrifice for the service of the Lord becomes the source of freedom. Plus Krishna. Minus Krishna means Maya. And plus Krishna means Krishna consciousness.
Maharaj, in India, a lot of people say that karma, when I work, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that you should work. So I work, that is my devotion. And they forget to attach Krishna to that.
Yeah, work is worship.
Work is worship. And
then the ass is a pujari.
Yeah. How do we convince people with this philosophy that...
Tell them, you're a pujari as much as the ass is a pujari. You're doing as much worship as an ass. Not even. Work is worship. The ass is working harder than you are. Therefore, the ass is more devoted. He's a better karma yogi than you are. Otherwise, yogyartat karma non yatra, lokoyam karma bandhana. When it's performed as a sacrifice for Krishna, then it's karma yoga. Otherwise, it's karma bandhana. They like to quote Karmanye Vadikaraste, but what happened to Mahapalesha Kadacha? But see, we've looked at the first half, now let's look at the second half. Mahapalesha, are you attached to the Karmapal, or you're giving for Krishna's service?
That's true. And If their argument is, I am not doing this for myself, I'm doing it for my kids.
Then it's extended sense gratification. Not for me, but for me and my family. I'm robbing your family for the sake of my family. That's called business. Somehow the money has to come out of your pocket so that it can go into my pocket. So your family should have a little less so that I can have a little more. That means selfishness. Only it's extended selfishness. It's not just me, but it's the people who assist me in my sense gratification. That's not the service of the Lord. That's the service of yourself. Or what you think to be yourself.
So how do we motivate such people to get the taste of the holy name? Like at least get them to try it, unless they accept to trying it.
Somehow or other, we have to attract them. We give them books, we ask them for some contribution, we try to engage their talent. It's like our Jayananda Prabhu, one of my godbrothers. He used to be in charge of the Ratha Yatra in San Francisco. He would see some guy on the street and say, "Hey, can you help me with this? You know, I have to drive in some nails or, you know, fix something, do something for building the cart. Hey, can you help me with this?" So immediately the person is engaged in devotional service. Not a question of philosophy or anything. And typically the person would be, you know, half of a bum, you know, who's wandering around the street, who's so available.
Yeah.
But immediately engaged in Krishna service by practical work. Okay, you can bang in a few nails for me, you can hold this, you can whatever it is. So there's practical activity. Someone has some ability. All right, can you help me with this? We can give them prasadam, we can expose them to the holy name of Krishna. One way or another, we're thinking how we invite them for some program. One excuse or another. And that's Krishna consciousness, thinking, how can I engage this person? That's also, yeah. Something else?
To understand that if we do not work for Krishna, if we do not offer our activities and fruits of our activities to Krishna, we are prolonging our entanglement of this existence. But to understand and really, really feel that way is sometimes difficult unless we repeatedly hear and associate with devotees and try every day a little bit change the consciousness every day a little bit. Otherwise, we will feel uncomfortably situated. So this situation will continue.
Yeah, therefore, as you say, regularly, every day, and in good association, under good guidance, then it becomes possible. Serious work.
Yes.
Someone, we're so serious about advancing our careers, we don't just say, well, you know. If people always say, you know, like, you ask them, please chant Hare Krishna, please become Krishna conscious, and they say yes when he desires.
Yes.
You know, it's all up to God. But when it comes to making money, they're not just sitting there saying yes when he desires. They're out there, you know, working their butts off.
Yeah.
And always thinking about it, where is money, how can I get some money? How can I advance my career? How can I get a promotion? How can I get this account, this, that? And then when it comes to Krishna consciousness, yes, when he desires.
It's convenient.
Very convenient. It's a show on the...
Also in India, the general theme is that, you know, when you get old, then you do...
Yeah, when I get old.
Mm.
But it's not when I get old, I'll get money. Now I have to... Money. And when I get old, I'll become Krishna conscious. When you're old, you'll still be thinking money. Because throughout your life, you've cultivated that consciousness. At the end of life, you'll have the same consciousness.
Yeah. It's hard to change that consciousness when you're getting old.
Yeah. can't teach an old dog
new tricks.
Generally, whatever we've practiced throughout our life, that will mature in our old age. Therefore, one is advised to take up Krishna consciousness from 5 years old. Atre Pragya Dharman Bhagavatam, from the very beginning. Not wait till even 10, 20, you know, that's also is like getting a late start. It's generally, so many of our habits are formed, you know, early. So if the child gets the impression from early in life that I have to be Krishna conscious, this is my business, then he can carry through the whole life. And if he thinks otherwise, because he's not trained in the beginning, he thinks, I'll leave it to the end. Dirghasutricha. This is the mode of ignorance. Procrastination.
I have one more. We always hear that when we are chanting that we should keep our mind stable and try to bring it back, and we should keep on practicing till we achieve perfection. How do we control the mind, because mind is so fickle, while we are
by sound vibration
chanting?
Prabhupada told us to fix the mind on the sound. And then yato yato nischalati anaschanchalam astiram tadastitam yamyaitam atman vasham. Yeah, but there's another word there. Atma Vishamnayat, Atma something. Tatastato Niyamyaita, Atma something.
Atmanyeva
Vishamnayat. Atmanyeva Vishamnayat. Wherever the mind goes, because we know it's restless, it's fickle, it's unsteady, wherever it's gone, bring it back. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Therefore, the sound is the method. Silent meditation will not be. It doesn't work in this age. But the sound will work. Hare Krishna, Krishna. To chant with concentration. When the mind goes, we can bring Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Therefore, 16 rounds. Because in one round we won't do it.
Yeah.
So.
I get tired saying it, like my throat gets dry. Even 16 hours, 2 hours, like I feel tired speaking the name. And then after a while, I start 2 rounds or sometime I'll speak. Then I'll again go back to mind, and then mind will go here and there. Then again bring it back. So it's challenging.
Yeah, it's a challenge. The perfect devotees, they love to chant. They're experiencing Krishna's presence in every syllable. But because we're neophytes, we're struggling to chant 2 hours, thinking, what about my email, what about my this, what about that? So many other things.
Yeah.
So one has to think, all right, those things will wait. The most important thing is let me hear and chant about Krishna. That's my most important business of the day. The other stuff can wait. Why did I get up early after all? It's not to get a head start on work.
That's true.
That extra time is for bhajan.
Last one. I don't know if others have experienced, but I experience spikiness or ups and downs in my Krishna consciousness.
Whole world. Universal phenomenon.
It's universal. So it's not just me.
No, it's not just you.
Okay.
anything you practice, sometimes you'll feel more enthusiastic about it, sometimes less.
Mm.
You're practicing a musical instrument, or you're practicing in your studies. Sometimes you feel really good about it, sometimes you feel really bad about it.
Mm.
The key is that just stick to it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Something else?
This is actually Pratik Prabhu and Nidhi Mataji.
It's actually Pratik Prabhu.
And actually he was in front of their house and he
yes.
brought that, that in
no,
no, Sankar Prabhu was telling.
Yeah, it's Krishna's arrangement.
No.
Definitely.
They are very nice.
Special feature.
Very sincere.
What are you doing, Pratik?
I work for Capital One.
Capital One. What do you do for Capital One?
I'm a data analyst.
Figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
What went wrong?
Yeah, what went wrong?
I do.
Advaita Capital.
Maybe it's not working now, but she's a dentist.
You're a dentist?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you're not working now?
No, I cannot work directly in Maharaj because I need to study again.
Mm. You did your qualification
yeah,
in India.
Indian qualification, they don't
doesn't fly here. You have to re-qualify. Okay. So you're doing that now? Or you're
exactly.
thinking about
it? I'll not do dentistry,
thinking of doing something else.
Something.
That's okay. Welcome to America. This is where everyone studies one thing and then changes to another.
It's a drastic cultural and everything changed, so I'm like...
yeah. That's what everyone does here. They get a degree in English literature and then they go back to school and study accountancy.
Mm.
When Hanumat Prashak Maharaj, he was an engineer.
Mm.
And he went to philosophy and then he went to meet. He has changed in his life.
Manas Chanchala Mastira.
Maharaj will be with us for a few days.
Mm.
Tomorrow, yeah, there is actually our Bhakti Vikrasha, you know, there will be program.
Yes.
You might have received all
six
of them.
Yeah.
And day after tomorrow also.
Yeah. You have caused trouble for a few days and then move on before they catch us.
No, we are very fortunate that you are here.
I am fortunate that I'm here.
We are fortunate that you are
here.
You're also fortunate that you're here. We're all.
So, Maharaj, can you introduce the deities? Some very special deities are here. Please, everyone, come. Krishna